You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Elissa Walker Campbell.
Elissa Walker Campbell, I want to welcome you back on this Saturday afternoon as our March Madness coverage continues on Sports Map Radio Network and the Big E Sports Show, being brought to you by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. And we pride ourselves on delivering the biggest and best in sports. And anytime you think of iconic players and athletes, especially in women's basketball, Lisa Leslie immediately comes to my mind. She is a four-time Olympic gold medalist, WNBA legend with the LA Sparks. She's a basketball Hall of Famer. And Lisa is joining us on behalf of DraftKings. The DraftKings Sportsbook is now offering action on both the men and women's NC2A games. And we're thrilled to have her on the program for the very first time. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on, especially this time of year. You know, March Madness has lived up to the hype. I mean, we have witnessed so many upsets. And I just got to ask you, I mean, I'm sure you were filling out all the brackets. Did your bracket get busted on day one like mine?
Oh, well, listen, it's awful how bad my bracket got busted. I'd say that my women's bracket's still looking pretty good.
Okay.
But my men's bracket is dismal. I mean, who would have thought Purdue would go down in the first round? Who would have thought Arizona would have gone down? So, I don't. Mine's not looking good at all. I'm definitely not an expert on the bracket.
Yeah. You know what, Lisa, we have talked a lot about this already on the program. We have witnessed so many upsets and a lot of parity in men's college basketball. You know, the mid-majors, I mean, they've closed the gap and they're really striding out. What about the women's game? Are we seeing more parity on the women's?
I think so. I mean, to see Stanford go down to Ole Miss, I mean, hats off to Coach Yolette and their team. But to beat Stanford on their floor, nobody saw that coming, maybe except for her team. And although you hate to see, you know, a number one seed go down, in some ways I think it's just great for the game. It's not just so predictable. And then, you know, you have Creighton who, Creighton went down, but Mississippi State.
Yeah.
I mean, all of these teams that, you know, they're good, but you're not really sure what's going to happen in the women's bracket. Indiana, I mean, I really had Indiana all the way to the Elite Eight. I did think Utah could beat them, but, hey, I don't even know if Utah can get past LSU. And so I think the beauty of it is that none of us know. Each of these teams are working as hard as they can. And it's really tough when we have to, especially since we play the game, to try to put out predictions because we don't want to, you know, hurt any of these kids' feelings. They're all working so hard. But LSU has been, like, really playing so great. And we always know Kim Mulkey, she knows what to do. She has her team ready and prepared.
Uh-huh.
But when I saw them lose to South Carolina, I was a little bit, you know, I thought they were going to be a little bit stronger than what they were. So then I wasn't sure. But you know what? Those are the types of losses that you don't forget. And they look like they've come back stronger than ever. And I think that's going to be a great game with LSU versus Utah.
Lisa Leslie joining us at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. And, you know, what I hear you saying is when we talk about March Madness, I mean, it delivers an exciting combination of competition and unpredictability. I mean, that's one of the reasons that we love it so much. I mean, it's a one-and-done type of format, and it's fascinating to watch. But for you as a former player, when this time of year rolls around, I mean, do you get a little bit nostalgic and those just so many amazing memories that you had during your playing days at USC?
Well, you know what? I wish in some times that I would have played in this type of era where you have so much support. I mean, you look at, like, what DraftKings is doing. When you talk about having support for the women's game and the fact that you have the social media and just so many eyes on the game, it's grown to a level that we're very proud of. But let me get back to the DraftKings. They launched the women's tournament bracket pool. And for each entry, DraftKings donated $1 up to $25,000. And so, like, that's outstanding because that what that is doing is helping to grow the game. You're getting more people involved that are even betting on the game and betting responsibly, of course, but having fun trying to make these predictions. And again, everybody's bracket at some point gets blown up, but we had no idea. I don't think I've ever seen so many people engaged in both the men and women's bracket at the same time. Listen, when I played, we didn't have this much attention, okay?
Uh-huh,
people don't remember. I went to two Elite Eights, but you know, unless you actually play in the Final Four, that's the only time that people were really paying attention and that we have, like, footage, you know, real footage of, like, what happened back in the 90s. So it's a beautiful thing to see how the game is growing and evolving. And I'm just, like, a proud mom, really, just watching and cheering for these ladies. Can't wait to get to the Final Four next weekend.
Well, Lisa, you had, I'm going to brag on you to all of our listeners, our national audience, and you had such an incredible career at USC. You led your team to an 89-31 overall record, four consecutive NCAA tournament appearances. And in 94, you were named the Naismith College Player of the Year, 12 years in the WNBA. And I'd love for you just to talk some more, just how far the women's game has come. And as you had just said, how much it has evolved. I mean, this is an exciting time. If you have a daughter, you want her playing basketball.
Absolutely. And I'm really happy. You know, when we started, and I say we as in us in the 90s and playing, you know, at first basketball was just a means to get a college degree. And that was it for me. You know, I was just thinking, I never thought that I would play professional basketball. I was playing because I knew when I picked up that ball at 12 years old, like, how was I going to be able to get to a Division I college or to USC up the street from my home? And that was it. And so for me, I think as a female, we're just so focused on, you know, our academics and just trying to really get to college. And so now the landscape has changed so much where these women are very aware, and even young girls, very aware of the WNBA and the possibility of playing professional basketball here in our country. It's changed the trajectory of the game because these women are really working and honing their skills, using the YouTube and using, you know, social media in a way that we never had before. And then obviously the NILs are not hurting at all. That's also helping, I think, grow the game and giving more women opportunities to have sponsorship. And when you see that there's opportunity to get some of these people who they don't have access to a lot of things, you know, in this country. And so to have the opportunity to get in that gym, get in the classroom, work as hard as you can, and then be compensated for it, this game is going to only continue to get better and better. And I'm really excited for these student athletes.
Well said. Basketball Hall of Famer Lisa Leslie with us this Saturday afternoon at Sports Map Radio Network. Of course, joining us on behalf of DraftKings. The DraftKings Sportsbook is now offering action for both the men and the women's NCAA games. And right now, I guess I want to take our conversation. Let's talk about, you know, making that transition, the hard crossover from basketball to business. Was that difficult for you? I mean, you have a very full life. You're a wife. You're a mom. What was that like for you, Lisa?
You know, the transition was never difficult, and I think it was because I didn't have that professional league sort of as my caveat, like that's what I was trying to get to. I was really trying to get my degree. I always wanted to be in the media and broadcasting initially, and so that was my first focus, was really just getting my communications degree as my undergrad degree. But then obviously as I got into business and started to, you know, work for myself and be self-employed, then I went back to school to get my master's in business, and it's been great. I have my I'm licensed. I'm a professional licensed realtor. And I enjoy helping people acquire and selling their properties. I'm a public speaker, and I enjoy that because I believe that's my spiritual gift, my ability to get out and speak on behalf of companies that are really empowering women. That's really my message, and I like to get behind companies like a DraftKings who is really getting behind women's sports and really putting, you know, their dollars, you know, where their mouth is, where they're saying. They're really supporting us, and that's important to me because if we can continue to grow our game, that means all these young kids, these young girls that are running around here who want to play, they're going to have the longevity of our league that will be there for them and have the support where they will make way more money than I ever made playing this sport, and I love that. And I have to do that for, you know, for my daughter, who actually, she didn't play basketball, she played tennis, but still, you know, it's important. And so I think it's the visibility of what I get to do is amazing because I still get to be a role model thanks to social media. I still get to be a role model thanks for, you know, being a part of Hollywood and doing little movies and things like that. That allows me to have that place in the minds of these young players and even the players that I mentor that I don't talk about as much publicly because I don't mentor them before that. I try to pass on the knowledge of what it means to be a professional athlete and what that looks like, but also what that looks like from a business standpoint and helping them with, you know, NIL deals and just making sure that they're opening up their LLCs and not putting anything in their name and getting that credit card and just learning to make business moves that are really smart for that next generation.
Hey, we are wrapping up our time. Basketball Hall of Famer Lisa Leslie has been joining us at Sports Map Radio Network. And you talk about mentoring and also, you know, messages that you want to deliver. What would your message be to, you know, players, young players, you know, in the postseason? I mean, how did you approach that as an athlete? What did your coaches tell you so that you could be comfortable in uncomfortable situations, because the stakes just continue to get higher as you win?
Well, you know, I never looked at it like that it was so hard. I mean, listen, we play a sport, and it's a blessing to be able to play a sport. And there are people out here in this world that have real life issues, right, and hardships. And so to me, I always try to keep it in perspective that it's a blessing that I get to play the game, and I never took paper and I tried to play it as hard as I could. And that would be my message to all these young people. Like, while you have the physical capability to play this game and work hard, like, get your butt up early, you know, get out there on the track and run, get in that weight room, get your homework done. Like, I don't like complaining, and I'm that way with my kids. Like, you guys have so much. Like, we had so many less resources, and we had to work hard to make it. And so I don't want to hear any excuses. Like, there's somebody who, you know, my mom is battling cancer right now. She has stomach cancer stage 2. Bless her. She's doing well, and she's battling. And I'm like, when I go into the hospital and I see all of these people who are fighting for their lives, like, you have to really keep it in perspective that we are so blessed to be able to play a sport that we love. And that's important. So I don't want to hear it. Like, get after it.
Yeah.
That's what I tell them. And, you know, that's just the way I approach the sport. My mom would tell me it was a blessing that I could go out there and play, and that I was this tall, and that if I worked hard, I can make it in. And I really believe that. And so I just never made excuses about, you know, these opportunities. And I saw everything as an opportunity, and I'm so thankful. And I also thought that it was my responsibility to use that platform in ways that I could help, you know, increase awareness for young girls and making sure they have a fair place and, you know, are treated fairly and equality. And I don't know. I just feel like that's our responsibility. And people are like, we have our, you know, I always think about our armed forces, if you will, that protect our country. Like, they're in real battles. Yes. We are, you know, again, really blessed to be able to go to school and get our education and be able to play a sport, like, and make people happy. Like, I love that. Signing autographs and making kids smile and bringing people together on one accord, regardless of, you know, all of our differences that we have. That's the beauty of the sport.
Lisa Leslie, we have got to have you back. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, join us on behalf of DraftKings. The DraftKings Sportsbook is now offering action on both the men and women's NCAA games. Lisa, can you direct our listeners where they can go and follow you on social media, and also where they can learn more about DraftKings?
Yes, you can follow me on social media at Lisa Leslie on Instagram and Twitter, and I believe I am Lisa Leslie is on Facebook. I will be posting some more things about DraftKings coming soon, because there are so many different, like, giveaways and things that you can do in terms of when you're betting before the game, of course. you have to bet before the game.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different things that are happening. DraftKings doing an amazing job of just supporting and sponsoring. But I do want to say I'm so thankful to partner with, you know, a gaming company like DraftKings that's really supporting not just men's basketball, but women's basketball also.
Well said. Much more coming your way at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. We will be right back.